Murphy. First, just give a general overview of the team this year.
Well, we're very young, 6 freshmen, 3 sophomores, a junior, and 2 seniors. Very talented, but very inexperienced.
Talk about Jessica Morrow and how she's improved.
Jessica Morrow, of all the returning players, may be the most improved player. She's just a changed player. I think when she came in as a freshman, she was told what to expect, but until you experience it, you really don't know. And I think it was a shock for her when she first got there on how hard you have to work, the intensity level. And now Jessica Morrow is, she's totally different. She just is a leader out there. She does her job. It's like she's adjusted. She now understands what it was all about.
With the youth of the team, how's that inexperience going to affect the style of play you want the team to have this year?
Well, we're not going to let it affect our style of play. What it may be reflected in is wins and losses, and nobody likes to lose, but this program is at a point where we've got to play teams that will make us better down the stretch, regardless of the age of our players. And we're 7 years into this building process. We've won a national championship. We've been to 3 Sweet 16s, and these young players want to continue that. And the only thing they're missing right now is experience and that maturity level. And you can't rush it. It's going to happen. When it happens, none of us can say, but it will happen.
What are your thoughts on the Big 12 South?
Same as they are every year. It's tough. Oklahoma, by far, is the best team in the league. We're all playing catch-up to Oklahoma. Anybody that can run the table like they did last year and go undefeated in the league, that's just unbelievable. And we're just hoping that somebody, one of us, catches them on an off night and maybe can beat them.
What are your thoughts on the improvement of women's basketball in all parts of the country?
Well, the more TV and media exposure we get, the better. And I think there's just a great number of players across the country in high schools playing the game now. There's so many more opportunities in college for players to get scholarships, and that's good. That's good for all young players that aspire to go to college on a scholarship to play basketball.
How many times did you see Sophia Young play for San Antonio?
Well, I went down there once this past summer. One of my assistants went quite often. I'm very proud of Sophia. Sophia is a remarkable young lady, and she is over in the Czech Republic now playing, and she is just a great ambassador for our program.
Any thoughts on, or do you have any scholarships left for to sign in the next signing period?
Well, we have 6 scholarships that we can use the next 2 years. We will probably use 2 to 3 scholarships this year and save the remaining scholarships.
Any particular position you're addressing?
Well, you always look for the great player. We will probably, in recruiting, try to sign both post players and perimeter players in these next 2 classes.
Thank you very much, Coach.